Return again to the breath. Relaxing the body. Imagine that you are your better, relaxed, confident, and wise self. In the middle, looking at two sides in front of you, your left and your right. On your left is your selfish side, the person who, in a pushy way, is trying to get the earlier flight, or the piece of cake, or something like that, the person who is just thinking of themselves. Nasty, cruddy self. I. Not your usual self. Across from your selfish self, on the right, imagine a group of destitute persons, poverty-stricken or in pain, maybe 5 or 10 of them. So thus, in the middle, Looking at the other two sides is your wise, discriminating self. So first take a look at that selfish side. And remember an incident when you were whining in self-pity about your own welfare, putting yourself totally unreasonably ahead of everyone else. You were so wound up in your own thing that you couldn't notice somebody else's concern. Being a jerk. Or you can remember a time when you got unreasonably angry, went off on someone. On the other side, look at the group of destitute people, sick, living in poverty, finding it difficult to get something to eat, in pain, hungry, scared. Get a clear picture of these people and their suffering. Ask the level-headed you in the middle to reflect on this fact. The selfish I on one side and the destitute ones on the other side equally want happiness and don't want suffering. Whom will I help? My selfish self or the destitute people? conclusion is that there's only one of me, and others are infinite in number. How could the welfare of this infinitely large group not be more important? Let go of that visualization and now imagine a bucket traveling in a well tied to a wheel controlled by the operator of the mechanism going down into the dark depths and up to the brighter top over and over again. Being drawn up with difficulty and strain, and easily descending back down to the bottom. Involved in a process, the order of which is difficult to determine, and while clattering against the sides of the well, being battered and broken. Just as the bucket is tied by a rope to the wheel, so were we bound by our past actions, contaminated by the afflictive emotions of attachment, anger, and ignorance. Just as the turning of the wheel depends upon a person operating it, so our wandering in cyclic existence depends upon consciousness. Just as the bucket travels down to the bottom of the well and up to the top. So we travel among the stations of cyclic existence, being born over and over again as hell beings, hungry ghosts, animals, humans, demigods, and gods. Just as the bucket descends easily in the well, but it is difficult to draw upward, even with hard work, so our own tendencies of mind, attachment, anger, and ignorance, are such that we are easily drawn down into the lower states of existence. But to change the momentum of this movement and move toward higher ones, we must make a great deal of effort. Just as the bucket is battered against the walls of the well, so we are battered by the sufferings of mental and physical pain. The suffering that occurs when pleasure leads to pain, and the suffering that is comprised by the mere fact of being caught in an afflicted process of conditioning. How nice it would be if we were free from suffering and the causes of suffering. all be free of suffering. I myself will cause myself and all beings to be free from suffering and its causes. That was a little bit shorter because I want to spend a little more time on the second one.
During these analytical, is that okay?
That's fine, yeah, because distraction is not as much of an issue. There's, laxity, it's a little easier to stay awake when someone's guiding you and you're thinking, Any question? This is Chakyamuni Buddha practice. foundation of all good qualities, which is a review meditation on the stages of the path. And so you just meditate on what I'm saying and review the path so far as we've learned it. Visualize at the level of your forehead, about 2 meters in front of you, is a large golden throne. It is beautifully adorned with jewels and supported at each corner by a pair of snow lions. On the throne is a fully developed lotus, and on that are sun and full moon discs. Upon the lotus, sun, and moon is seated Shakyamuni Buddha, who has achieved perfect cessation of all suffering and obscurations, and has attained all perfect realizations. He is the manifestation of the omniscient mind of all the Buddhas, the ultimate teacher. His body, in the nature of golden light, is very magnificent, and he wears the robes of a monk. His face is beautiful and has a loving smile. His eyes are long, narrow, and fine. His gaze is very peaceful. His lips are red. His hair is blue-black. Each hair individually curls to the right. On the crown of his head is a slight bump, a crown pinnacle. palm of his right hand rests on his right knee, the middle finger touching the moon cushion. His left hand rests in his lap in the mudra of meditation. In his left hand, he is holding a bowl filled with nectar. His body is in the Vajra posture, and he sits peacefully in the center of interlaced beams of light. From his holy body, beams of light are emitted in all 10 directions. Numberless manifestations of Shakyamuni Buddha are carried on each beam to ripen infinite sentient beings. To you, holy teacher, I go for refuge. I have faith and trust in your teachings. And I depend upon the source of support, your community. I promise that through my actions of giving, morality, patience, perseverance, concentration, and wisdom, I too will become a Buddha. So that I can lead all sentient beings out of suffering. May each and every one of them have happiness and its causes. free of suffering and its causes. May they never be separated from ultimate bliss. And may they abide in equanimity, free of attachment and hatred. Out of gratitude and appreciation, I offer you, the Buddha, the whole world, all the wonderful things inside of it, beautiful sights, all the precious things. And I request you to inspire me. The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect teacher. Correct devotion to him or her is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him or her with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once, is greatly meaningful, and is difficult to find again, please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of positive and negative karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. C. Seeking samsaric pleasures is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teachings is keeping the Pratimoksha vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all mother migratory beings. Please bless me to see this, to train in supreme bodhicitta, and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. Even if I only develop bodhicitta, but I don't practice the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the bodhisattva vows with great energy. Once I have pacified distractions to wrong objects and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the sutra path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the supreme Vajra vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. As I have become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pledges like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the gurus who show the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect teachers, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma by completing the qualities of the stages and the paths. May I quickly attain the state of a Buddha. So I'm going to chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, and you're welcome to join in if you like. And while we're chanting, visualize the golden light coming from Buddha Shakyamuni's heart into your heart. Hiya. So at this point, we can either meditate on the stages of the path or on single-pointed concentration. Visualize the Chakyamuni Buddha rises up into the air, becomes smaller and smaller, and comes to the crown of your head, facing the same direction as you. He then melts into light, and this light absorbs into you. Your body, speech, and mind become one with Shakyamuni Buddha's holy body, speech, and mind. From the pores of your own body, which is now in the aspect of Shakyamuni Buddha, light rays are emitted toward all sentient beings in all directions. The negative karmas and obscurations of body, speech, and mind of all sentient beings are completely purified. And every sentient being becomes Buddha. In this way, every being that appears to you appears as a Buddha, and every place that appears to you appears as a pure place. And then we dedicate. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of the Guru Buddha and lead all living beings, without exception, into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. And may that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. Now we can do, as soon as I find it, we can do Shanti Deva's prayer too. May all beings everywhere lay the best efforts of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy, by the virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the dead hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.